We've been talking this afternoon about an announcement that was made by Mark Dorsey, who is the general manager of KTRS. We played it for you earlier, and you're hearing it all day long. It is essentially Mark saying to Rick Perry, who's the governor of Texas, stop messing with Missouri business. The controversy started with a commercial run by the state of Texas, voiced by the governor of that state, Rick Perry, essentially telling Missourians, you know what, you should pick up and you should leave your state and move to our state and do business here, because we'll be nicer to you than you will be. Let me play just a little bit of that commercial that Governor Rick Perry voiced.
This is Texas Governor Rick Perry. You know, like most businesses, Missouri companies are looking for stability in their state's business environment. Before they invest in the future, they want to know they're investing wisely. Unfortunately, your governor vetoed a bill that would have lowered taxes and controlled wasteful spending, making Missouri more competitive. You know, vetoing a tax cut's the same thing as raising your taxes. But there is a state where businesses flourish and jobs are created. Texas. Every year, more than $40 million are leaving Missouri for the Lone Star State.
Okay.
Because Missouri...
All right, so that's the commercial that was running here, and it ran for one day, and then our general manager, Mark, said, no, we can't do that. And in a commercial that's been running today in its place, Mark explained why we pulled that commercial off the air.
Hi, I'm Mark Dorsey, general manager of KTRS Radio. It has come to our attention that a commercial running on KTRS Radio, voiced by Texas Governor Rick Perry, is asking Missouri businesses to move to Texas. When the order was placed, KTRS was under the assumption these commercials were going to promote tourism to Texas. Once we, the management of KTRS, realized these commercials were instead focusing on stealing locally owned companies away from St. Louis, we suspended airing these commercials immediately. We understand people have different viewpoints on public policy, and we welcome that debate every day on our airwaves. But as one of the few remaining locally owned radio stations in the country, we feel the need to stand strong with other small locally owned businesses and defend our region. Governor Rick Perry, don't mess with Missouri. And don't mess with St. Louis.
All right, so that's our general manager, Mark Dorsey. And so we started playing that just after noon today, and you'll be hearing it a lot because Mark thinks it's an important message, and I agree with him. This is, as I pointed out, this is like somebody coming to your house and coming to your party and telling people, your party stinks, come to their house, they're having a better party. There's a rudeness and kind of an arrogance to it that bothers me, and I know it probably bothers the governor of the state of Missouri, Jay Nixon, who joins us on the phone now. Governor, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon. And first of all, I want to thank the station for doing what's right and pulling down what's not only a distasteful ad, but it's just flat out wrong. I mean, the bottom line is businesses are staying in Missouri and are growing. The bottom line is, you know, our taxes, our sales taxes are lower than Texas. Our property taxes are lower. And, oh, by the way, our kids' test scores and scores are higher too.
Nice. I understand that this is part of a 9-day campaign that's not just running here in St. Louis, but is also running in Springfield, Missouri, and Columbia, and Joplin, and Kansas City. And he actually takes a couple of shots at you in the commercial because you guys have a disagreement over taxes.
Well, he also has a misunderstanding of this bill that raises taxes on prescription drugs. He forgot to mention that in his little diatribe there. I mean, the bottom line is that, this is also something that's really been noticed by a lot of local chambers around the state. I mean, Kansas City Civic Council has supporting my position on this. The Springfield Chamber of Commerce just this week supported my position. The Columbia Chamber of Commerce has. Callaway County Chamber of Commerce has. So local chambers across the state understand that the low tax state we are is important, but this irresponsible tax plan that would raise taxes on seniors and others on prescription drugs while defunding our public schools is not the way to move forward. And consequently, that's why this bill is, I vetoed the bill, and I think it's, I just really appreciate supporting local businesses the way these local chambers are.
You know, the politics of that kind of stuff notwithstanding, it's the rude arrogance of it that really gets to me. Because I mentioned this earlier. In St. Louis, we're right on the border of Illinois. You know, we're a river away from another state. We've never, and I've been in this business and in this radio station for a long time, we've never had a commercial run here by Illinois trying to steal business away from Missouri or by Missouri trying to steal business away from Illinois. In fact, I can't think that this has ever been done anywhere else in the country. Have you ever heard of a campaign like this, Governor?
Well, and the fundamental, no, I know. I mean, this guy's tried to do this stuff in California and Illinois, but the bottom line is, as Americans, this is a worldwide competition for the economy of the future. And anybody that thinks that the future is going to be made by state against state pettiness doesn't understand that there are factories opening up in China, that there are kids in school in France, that we have to compete to win the future. And folks that have the old-fashioned, small-minded view that barking about other states as a way we're going to build an economy for the future, I mean, you know, that's just not, I don't think it's I don't think it's the proper way to look at these issues. I don't much appreciate what he's saying about our great state. He certainly doesn't understand Missouri very well. I recommend that when he comes here next week to be with the Missouri State Chamber, not the local chambers, the state chamber, that when he comes, that he go to a store and buy something, because he'll notice it's cheaper in Missouri because we have a lower sales tax rate. And when he's here, maybe he ought to look at buying a house, because our property taxes are way lower than they are in Texas, and he won't have any trouble getting somebody that can help him add up the numbers. Because look, our kids' ACT scores are way higher than the kids in Texas.
I like it.
Very well played.
I like it, yeah. I understand that Jason Kander, who is the Secretary of State of Missouri, sent a little note to Governor Perry yesterday. Is that true?
I think Secretary Kander did send a note to him, and I'm confident that he's on our side of this.
Can we declare war against Texas?
I don't want to lower myself to that level, but there's a lot of distance between where we are and they are, so there's a lot of field to work on in that regard.
Yeah.
The bottom line is folks that want to think that they can make it as in this situation by saying bad things about other states. And quite frankly, it's also disturbing that, you know, we've got local chambers supporting our position to support education, to keep our low tax state and to move our economy forward. And you have the state chamber bringing this guy in next week to make an appearance. I think that what we have heard is that, like a lot of small businesses like you and a lot of chambers, are very upset with that small group at the state chamber that is decided to align themselves with Governor Perry.
Governor, other media outlets are picking this up ever since we started playing this message from our general manager earlier today. And the St. Louis Post-Dispatch has a story on their website in which they went to Governor Perry's office for a quote. And his spokesperson, Lucy Nached, said, quote, "All across the country, Governor Perry's taken the same message that states competing against each other benefits everyone by creating jobs and promoting economic freedom. Missouri's success is important to our economic strength as a nation. And if Texas can push Missouri to implement more competitive economic policies, we all benefit." How do you respond to that?
Lots of hat, not much cattle. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, you got the ad. You know what they're trying to do. They're trying to the reason that this has really struck a nerve in Missouri is that we are proud of who we are, too. And over the last few years, our unemployment rate's dropped. We've gotten more investment. Springfield, where I'm talking with you all, is one of the leading states in the leading regions in the country for job growth. And we have kept our taxes low. And unlike, you know, states like Texas that you know, have higher sales tax, have higher property tax. I mean, we are not only making sure we're keeping our fiscal discipline, we're focused. So in places like St. Louis, where he's specifically attacking, they're also moving forward. Just in the last few weeks, we got not only an additional $133 million investment by General Motors to build new vehicles there. Monsanto's investing and adding 400 jobs. Express Scripts expanding and adding jobs, and they've been labeled as one of the leading tech job growth areas in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is he wrong to attack like this and discourteous, to say the least, He's also wrong in his facts, and I think that's why it's touched a nerve here. We have worked together as Missourians, when it comes to sports. I mean, we'll talk about Kansas and we'll talk about Texas, and the various schools will talk about each other. But when it comes to business, Missouri is a place that's growing. Missouri is a place that's where we're investing. And one of the reasons we're doing that is our outstanding educational system and our deep understanding that an educated workforce is going to win the future.
Would you ever instruct the state of Missouri to take commercials out on Dallas and Houston and San Antonio radio stations, saying to their people, their business people, what Governor Perry has said to our business people, which is, leave your state and come to ours instead?
No, I would never do that for two reasons. Number one, we're more conservative with dollars than they are in Texas. They like to waste money because there's not going to be any Missourians heading to Texas because of this kind of stuff. So I'm just more conservative with dollars than my friend from the Lone Star State. I wouldn't want to waste Missouri dollars on the inartful attempt to grow an economy by coming to other states. No, I would never do that. It's just not. We're the show me state, and we're ready to compete with anybody in the world.
When you guys get together for your annual governor's meeting, where all 50 governors sit down together and try to work things out, you and Mr. Perry won't be sitting next to each other, will you?
I think he has crossed a line here.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all. I've been at this a long time, and I certainly respect people's rights to say what they want and all that sort of stuff, and to try to attract attention to themselves when they're not going to run anymore, so that there'll be some level of attention around them to try to make themselves relevant to the political discourse. But they're entitled to do that. But when it comes to the business of attacking our state and attacking our local chambers that are working hard every day with us to create jobs, that'll get my dander up a little bit. But I'll work with anybody, and we will we'll keep moving forward. But I don't want to. I don't want to make this petty, because it's not. It's important.
All right, I'll make it petty then. I hope next week when he does come to Missouri, somebody asks him to name three companies he wants to leave, and I hope he can only come up with two and says, oops.
Well,
that's just me, Governor. That's just me.
I don't want to...
Want to dignify that. I know.
I double dog dare you at the governor's convention to stick your foot out and trip him when he's walking back to the table with his plate of food.
He doesn't have to do that physically. He's just done it verbally here.
I'll also point him to that world championship trophy for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Rangers.
Team from the South came up. If you recall, that's similar. Remember, if you recall, during the latter part of that World Series, the Cardinals were losing, and they were walking. The folks from Texas were walking around the dugout, high fiving each other before the end of the game.
Yep,
exactly what's happening here, guys.
I was at that game, and two people from Texas got kicked out of the bleachers. I was at that game, and they were taunting us and going crazy, and it was like, you know what, you haven't won yet. There's only two outs.
Yeah, I mean, you may want to also ask them how those Astros are doing.
Yeah.
He's busy growing grass in the Astrodome. Anyway,
yes. Yeah.
Folks, I just appreciate, I make sure that the station manager knows, local small businesses like yours across the state and our local chambers have supported us and supported me in this veto and have been communicating to others, and I just tremendously appreciate you all being strong with your state and understand we're ready to compete with anybody.
Well, we appreciate your calling, Governor.
Thank you
for your time. Governor Jane Nixon here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. We'll be back after this.